closed. All set.
It's Case the Race on Double X 1090.
And they are off. Hart spun to catch as they come off the turn. Curran giving his all. A length and a half behind. Too close to call.
Now with the ultimate hour of horse racing, here's Toby Terrell and Larry Zapp.
On November 22nd, 2007, a dark bay filly by Streak Cry made her debut at Hollywood Park at the distance of 6.5 furlongs. We can't say there was much hype, even though Larry was shown a picture of her as a baby by John Sheriffs, and John was basically saying this could be a really, really nice horse.
Well, the Segway, Donald, was Secretariat, and when I started telling him about Secretariat and seeing him at the Belmont when I was 12, he takes his phone and brings out a picture of this big black filly, beautiful filly, and he says, if I ever can get her to the races.
Well, the big filly went off at an overlay of 5.5 to 1, so obviously John Sheriffs is not one to tout that much. She broke slow, last in the field, stayed in last till mid-turn. Flores guided her through traffic. At the 3/16th pole, if you have your money down, you're thinking, okay, she's going to fill out the tri or the super. Next thing you know, in the 16th of a mile, she's not just going to win, but she's going to run away by open daylight in a 6.5 furlong race, something you just don't see. And she's not slowing down at the wire. She's just getting into gear. It was like she was running on cement and all the other horses were running in quicksand. It was a visual, awesome performance. 16 races later, that blueprint style remains. But Larry, the hype and the excitement surrounding this mare is absolutely unbelievable.
Well, you know, that Bob Seger song we just played is called The Strut. And that's what Zenyatta has been doing ever since that debut, Donald. David Flores in the saddle for those first three races. And the story goes, depending on who you talk to, because John Sheriffs kind of recollects it a little differently than Mike Smith. But Mike went to Churchill Downs. He went to Churchill Downs to win a grade two and a really nice filly whose name escapes me. Tessa Blue, I believe, was her name. And he won that grade two at Churchill Downs the day after Thanksgiving. But he did not ride Zenyatta in her opening race. And according to Mike, John told him, don't worry, she'll need a race. She needs to go longer. But as we found out, Zenyatta refuses to lose. And here we are today, 17 in a row, going for number 18. You know, the track management here at Del Mar has been on pins and needles. Is John going to run her? Isn't he? You know, John definitely had a problem with Del Mar's racetrack last year. She came out of her win, the way she trained down here all year, and she came out of her win a little body sore. And he was a little cautious coming down here this year. Came down 3 days ago. I've watched her gallop all 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And I'll tell you, what's amazing is the six-year-old version of Zenyatta, it's evolved. The five-year-old version couldn't touch the six-year-old version, Donald. She's filled out. She looks like a monster. Her gallops have been just monstrous. I have it on my YouTube channel, Larry Zappi at YouTube. You can watch all three of Zenyatta's gallops. And, you know, here we are on Zenyatta Day.
Well, not that we need anything more than Zenyatta. I think she's enough. But the card today is fantastic. We have a nice card of field sizes, so it's going to be great for the gambler. We have the Whitney Handicap at Saratoga with the freaky fast quality road. Larry, I know you're going to go over the Grade 1 Test Stakes, which is one of your key plays on National Select. And we're going to do that Pick 4 analysis and best bets at the end of the show as usual. Right now, I'd like to give people a quick recap of what they might have missed on last week's show, right before we bring Toby on board. So if the producer can hook that up, I'd love it.
So if you're family-minded, come down for the weekend. Bring your kids. You know, we're all about Del Mar. It's too quick of a seven-week meet, and we're already almost ended the second week, but it's two beautiful days of racing left.
The fans showed that they were thrilled to have Patrick back at Del Mar. He came back, his first mount back Wednesday, a heck of a scene at the paddock, nothing but cheering. And when P-Val came back after running a big second in his first comeback mount at Del Mar, the crowd didn't let up. There were people down there wanting him to sign posters of Sunday Silence, high-fiving him. And then yesterday's scene climaxed it when he got to the winner's circle. He returned to the winner's circle at Del Mar in the sixth race aboard Warren's Jitterbug. And what a scene it was.
Talk about the what we might see tomorrow in the first race when this filly, this chestnut filly, Avid, shows up for Dick Mandela.
I think we're going to see a big performance. Bejarano actually worked her last Saturday out of the gate, and she just couldn't have done any more. I mean, she turned the jets on and just ran away from the horses that were in that gate drill, kind of a mock race here in the morning. And if that mock race is any indication of what she'll do Sunday, expect a giant effort.
Number 11, Are You True, is a horse I bought with Pete. I think this is his spot. He's training really well. He's my horse to beat.
He might be ready to run the race of his life. And, you know, ironically enough, my own opinion is, and I think the watch, the actual stopwatch, validated this last Monday when looking at Lucky Work. On that note, I guess I sign up from the press box. Great show, guys, and kind of like it up here. Maybe we're going to have to bring Donald down here every Saturday.
There you go. The double T, looking for tomorrow's winners today.
Ooh, I love that. Nice little audio clips there. Toby, are you with us?
I'm here, and we're in the same cycle, and that's a great thing because I think right about this time last week we were talking about what was in front of us on the racetrack and in the paddock at Del Mar, and sure enough, guys, on cue, who comes by me with his tail straight in the air, which is his trademark, looking like a bomb on the racetrack for James Cassidy, the usual QT. So we're in the groove, we're in the cycle, and those highlights from last weekend are going to be hard to top, and there's probably only one way in racing here to top it, and that is to bring out the mighty one. And the great news is what she looks like since she's got down here to Del Mar. She looks magnificent, and we're all anticipating her showing up here and putting on the show that she puts on even before she goes to the starting gate. There's nothing quite like it. I've compared her to Shamu, but Shamu just can't touch her because he can't do in the water what she can do on the racetrack for everybody to see.
Yeah, Toby, she's a little more like Godzilla. She just kind of eats the competition. And, you know, it's just what an amazing physical athlete. And, you know, Dan Smith, who runs the press box here at Del Mar, we were talking a couple of times over the last couple of weeks. He's such a historian. He says, how often do you get a six-year-old fully developed horse that's not a gelding? You know, the Kelsos, the John Henrys, the Ten Mans are great, but a six-year-old mare, I just want to congratulate and offer just a big thank you from everyone to the Mosses, John and Dottie Sheriffs, and the whole team of Zenyatta. I mean, I'm talking about the team, the Gallup guy, the grooms, the hot walkers, just for bringing her back at six and allowing us to just be here today in anticipation of her 18th straight win. And Donald, we've got a lot of stars around. You know, looking at Lucky was left back east. He got a little sick out of that Haskell, and what a tour de force he put on last week at Monmouth Park. The Pompa Moose is going to work his second 3/8 tomorrow. He's looking magnificent out there. Toby just brought up the usual QT. There's a lot of stars. Blind Luck's going to go back to Saratoga running the Alabama, but she's training over the Del Mar Poly Track. We really do, at this juncture, have a lot of stars in the game of thoroughbred racing.
Oh, yeah, no, going back to looking at Lucky, what a performance. I think the main thing I took from that race is the fact that, you know, look at Lucky was known for a horse that wanted the competition. Once he hit the lead, he would pull himself up, and he wanted to fight, like in the Preakness when First Dude came back on him, which he didn't really come back on him. Looking at Lucky, gets bored and just loves to fight. Toby, did you see a little bit of a difference in terms of he destroyed that field instead of waiting on horses? When he got to the lead, it was absolutely over, and he put 2-3 lengths on him.
Yeah, I mean, and it, you know, once he does that, it's like forget what I think or what I've seen in the mornings because, you know, that's just preparation. And when it counts, is out there when he hits the quarter pole like he did, and everybody got to see him just run away from a field like he's never run away from a field in his career. And the only thing that makes me kind of jump with joy is the fact that I did go on record with many people 2 weeks prior to that race saying that I've seen a different looking at Lucky here at Del Mar than I've seen in over a year, and I've watched every step he's taken training in California. And that's just tears of joy. And by the way, guys, just to kind of touch on another topic that were part of that highlight reel, Patrick Valenzuela, the most gratifying thing I've seen maybe in sports, you know, champions don't come around often, and top talent doesn't come around often in all of sports. Patrick Valenzuela is one of the most gifted, talented jockeys ever to sit in the saddle, and nobody disagrees with that. And given the fact that he came back here to Del Mar and got to the winner's circle alone, brought tears of joy from Patrick that I watched, and I just can't tell you the feeling to see somebody come back and get that moral triumph that he got to experience. And I'll just say this. There was a scribe back in the Midwest that basically said, say no to P-Val, was the title of the article. Well, you know what? As much as I and we all like to think we're experts out here, we'll let the trainers say no to P-Val. And right now they're saying yes, because I've seen him on so many different barns here in the morning for so many different trainers that we'll let the horsemen say no. And right now they're saying yes. So I'd like us all just to keep the right perspective here at Del Mar today. This is a day of champions. And I will say that everybody that comes here today will not be let down.
Absolutely,
because I've got a picture of these pint glasses in front of me right now, and I can tell you they will go on any shelf anywhere and basically enhance the surroundings of anything. What a beautiful set of pint glasses you're going to get. They're different, one of each kind, and those pint glasses, come here and get those and put those in a safe place before you kick off your day.
Yeah, Donald, we didn't mention that. Free giveaway pint glasses with Zenyatta right on those pint glasses. You got $28,000 pick six carryover. We've got maybe the greatest thoroughbred of all time, definitely the greatest race mare North America has ever seen. That's Zenyatta today at Del Mar. I'm hoping it's more than they even expect. I'm hoping 30, 40,000 people. We're going to start handicapping. But let's go to a commercial break, one of our sponsors, and we'll be back for the second quarter of Case the Race Radio.
How would you like an extra $100 to wager on the races this summer? Just open a brand new DelmarBets.com account and wager $100. The very next day, we'll deposit $100 to your account. That's it. Easy as a cool coastal breeze. DelmarBets.com, powered by ExpressBet, is the best way to play the races online and by phone. Play hundreds of harness and thoroughbred tracks all year long from the comfort of your home, office, or wherever you happen to be. And unlike other legal wagering services, DelmarBets.com charges no membership, monthly, or per wager fees. Open a DelmarBets.com account today, online or by phone, at 800-235-9470 and get your $100 wagering credit. Visit DelmarBets.com for complete details and use promo code DMVRadio. Account wagering is not permitted in all states. National Problem Gambling Support Line, 1-800-522-4700.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy? Because if you're 40 and married and are paying more than $14 a month, chances are you're paying too much. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. And if you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-817-1057. Since 1995, we've helped over a million people save money on their term life insurance. Don't you want to know how much we could save you? It only takes 5 minutes and you could save up to 75%, and the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-817-1057. That's 1-800-817-1057. 1-800-817-1057.
More of Pace the Race with Toby Jarrell and Larry Zapp on XX1090.
Hey, we're back. Second quarter of Case the Race Radio. And Donald, you know, quite frankly, Saratoga is having a huge meet themselves. They've extended the dates there. And today is their signature race. And I'm talking the Whitney Handicap. It's going to be the 83rd running of the Whitney, kind of a race close to my heart, the best horse I've ever purchased at public auction. Bulls Bay won it last year at a huge $40 mutual. I don't think we're going to see that today, but what we've got is a very interesting race, and we've got the Pro Tem leader for Horse of the Year, Quality Road, coming off a Metropolitan Mile win, and now was before that a Don win. And, you know, this horse is very reminiscent to me historically of Dr. Fager, a horse that missed the Triple Crown, came back at four, and has been a tour de force. And he's, I believe, 2-5 on the morning line. But let's just quickly go over this quality six-horse field. We start with the rail horse, Mind That Bird. What did he ever do? Well, he won last year's Kentucky Derby. Hasn't done a whole lot since. He did run that huge Preakness race against Rachel Alexandra, possibly best after getting stopped around the turn, training really well for his new trainer, Dwayne Lucas. They gave him a grass race because they couldn't get an allowance race to fill. What do you think of his chances in today's Whitney?
I simply don't think he's fast enough. But that last race I wouldn't pay too much attention to. I think it served as a prep, right?
Oh, it was definitely a prep. Lucas wanted to get a dirt race, but Lucas has a... You know, the mouth that got him all those billionaire clients was also the reason the race didn't go, because basically he told everybody he was going to run in the race and it didn't fill, so he just gave him a turf workout. And Haynesfield, when we'll talk about, is the other speed horse, and if there's a little bit of a speed duel in the race, maybe Mind That Bird from off the pace can pick up some of the spoils. Then we jump to number two horse, Blame. What has this guy done in his life? Well, he won the Clark Handicap to end his three-year-old season, beating Misremembered, who came back this year and won the big cap at Santa Anita. And he's come back with a grade three and then a Tour de Force grade one win in the Stephen Foster Churchill Downs big race outside the Kentucky Derby for older horses back in June. You know, this horse is by Arch out of a Seeking the Gold mare. He's a Claiborne, a homebred, a very good female family, and I've been told by many people who've been around this horse, he still is a baby Huey, which means he does not know what he's doing. If this guy can ever totally put it together, possibly we'll give Quality Road a race today. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, if he doesn't know what he's doing, and he's won four in a row, that's pretty scary. The fact that I think, just watching his win in the Foster, this guy wants a mile and a quarter, right?
No doubt about it. This Whitney's a mile and an eighth and might play to the favorite, number three, Quality Road. But I agree with you. Blame is an up-and-comer. He's 4 years old. We probably have not seen the best in him. And since he's gone two turns, basically, he's been super tough. He did lose to Regal Ransom in the Super Derby, but there was no pace in that race. Only Zenyatta, in my humble opinion, can overcome lack of pace each and every time.
Did you just say humble opinion?
Very humble opinion. And my humble opinion was very high last year on number three, Quality Road. I really thought he was the best of his division, at least as a male. Not talking about Rachel Alexandra right now. The Pomplamoose was the other one. Neither one made the Derby. Neither one made the Triple Crown. Quality Road came back, and like I discussed earlier, he's been just amazing. His Don win, 12 and three quarters lengths. Just a fast time. I believe he broke the track record at Gulfstream Park, his own track record, came back into Met Mile, and I believe ran the second fastest Met Mile in history, and that's one of the, I mean, that's the who's who of racing have won the Met Mile. He's 2-5 on the line, and Todd Pletcher, quite frankly, says he's doing better now than he's done all year.
Yeah, in my egotistical opinion, he looks like the fastest horse in the race, right?
Well, you know, any speed number or any visual number, you're looking at races, yeah, there's no doubt about it. Quality Road's race to lose. This is not as easy a task as, say, Zenyatta's going to get today, because these are legitimate horses. And when we're talking legitimate horses, pace makes race. And Quality Road, is there anybody that can run with him early? And possibly number four, Haynesfield, by Breeders' Cup sprint winner Spitestown, has been a pleasant surprise. A $20,000 two-year-old purchase. He's 8-for-11 lifetime, and he really put it together coming back himself as a four-year-old. Two nice wins, one in an allowance race, and then the Suburban. He just was powerful in the Suburban.
Yeah, he spoiled the return of I Want Revenge, correct?
You know, he did spoil the return of I Want Revenge, and that's another one of last year's three-year-old crop that we're hoping will move forward and possibly get seen at Churchill Downs in the Breeders' Cup. But I'm telling you, I've watched Haynesfield really closely. He was one of those horses last year that Steve Asmussen kept. He's a New York bred, kept in New York over the winter. He won the Whirlway in the Count Fleet. got drummed by I Want Revenge in the Gotham, just did not show up that day, but went to the sidelines, came back, got beat ahead, and he's won four in a row. And I really believe this horse can be a legitimate threat, not only in trying to beat Quality Road, but maybe softening Quality Road up.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you, as a handicapper, I think Haynesfield is a good example of a horse. Even if you don't think he can win, his impact on the race is going to be significant just because he's the only horse that has the type of tactical speed to possibly make Quality Road uncomfortable early?
No doubt about it. Haynesfield definitely changes the complexion. And we don't have time on this show, but P-Val, since he's come back, he's changed the complexion as well of Southern California racing. And that is a major part of handicapping. And then we get this horse, Jardim, who's 30-1, and I have no idea why he's in the race, but he's coming off a decent second at Indiana Downs. Any comments there?
No.
Okay. And then we've got number six, Musket Man. This horse, Musket Man, is a legitimate racehorse. Third in the Kentucky Derby to Mind That Bird. Third in that Preakness to Rachel Alexandra and Mind That Bird. He's come back a pretty good horse, exiting a nice second to Quality Road in the Metropolitan Mile. He was finishing that day, but I don't know what his right distance is. Any clue?
Yeah, I mean, Quality Road, the splits he reeled off in that Met Mile, you think Musket Man should be able to make up some ground. But I'm telling you, at the wire, Musket Man was never going by that horse.
No, he really wasn't going by that horse. And, you know, this is just going to be a fun race to watch. It's going to separate Quality Road even further, possibly, from Zenyatta in a lot of people's eyes, only because he's facing major grade one competition. No fault of Zenyatta. The competition won't show up. They're scared of her, and, you know, they're going to keep using this synthetic argument till they can't even talk anymore until they're blue in the face. But the bottom line is, nice race, 10th race at Saratoga, the Whitney grade one. It's a historic race, and we're going to see Quality Road try to basically firmly hold on to his position as the Pro Tem leader for Horse of the Year.
I think we just lost our East Coast following on the website after that comment.
That's okay.
I think we need to go to the test stakes, Larry. I know you like this race. This is one of Larry's National Select plays, and he's going to be breaking it down on the radio here. But first, explain your approach on your National Select product. You talk about vertical and horizontal wagers. National Select is more geared towards vertical wagers. Explain to the listeners what exactly that means.
Yeah, you can go to casetherace.com and purchase National Select for $7 a day. And what I try to do is isolate value in about 5 to 6 to 7 races a day. And I look for the large fields. And vertical handicapping is basically concentrating on trying to hit trifectas and superfectas. For me, it really works because not only do I get to handicap the race itself, but I get to look at the horses, whether I'm there live or even on TV or on watching the feed. And I can't really help people out there after I put the product out unless they follow me
on Twitter,
Larry Zappi. And a lot of times I'm tweeting 5 minutes to post who looks good on the track. What I usually try to do is isolate the value of the race. The horse I think is most likely to win, but typically at a price. I will always put the horse to beat down there as one of the under 4 or 5 horses, only because it's obvious he's going to be tough and he's going to probably be over bet. And there's lots of different ways to look at it. We got so much to cover today. We will talk about in segments in the next couple of shows about what to do with the National Select product. But for today, Saratoga race number 9 is the 7-furlong grade 1 test stakes.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the race, Larry. Tell me if I'm wrong here. Pika Slough, Fanny Freud, those are the two horses to beat? Two fillies to beat there?
Fanny Freud was retired, Donald. Fanny Freud will miss this race. It's a key scratch in the race. Fanny Freud came up, I believe, with an ankle injury, and she is out with Garrett Gomez. So now it becomes a fairly wide-open race. And I'm going to the rail horse, number 1, Pika Slough. This is a horse by Pico Central, and you remember Pico Central.
Very fast Lobo horse, correct?
Very fast Lobo horse who was as good at 6 furlongs as he was at 7 furlongs. This race is 7 furlongs. The rail doesn't bother me because Pika Slough has a lot of tactical speed. I thought she won. And you always talk about at the wire, watching them visually. You can see how much is left in the tank. And it's a major part of handicapping for guys like you and me. We're not sheets guys. We're not numbers guys. We're visual handicappers. And what we look for is maybe were they winning in second or third gear as opposed to fourth gear. You know, and I've been telling everybody we've never seen a fourth gear from Zenyatta. But that's for, you know, we could talk about that later. But Pika Slew is going to be my key horse in this race. I'm going to play her with the two Buckle Up Buttercup, who just ran second to her in the Azalea at Calder. Champagne D'Oro, who won the Grade 1 Acorn, cut back and ran second in the Prioress, goes back to, I think, a little better distance, and that's 7/8 today, and she's the three-horse, Champagne D'Oro. I'm going to use the Bob Baffert train, Bonnie Blue Flag, who was third in that Prioress to Champagne D'Oro. And the other horse I'm going to use is a little hard trying horse named Belle of the Hall, number 7. She's 10 on the line. She's won all three of her starts. She's a little filly, but she's got a huge heart. So how I play this race is I'm keying Pika Slew in the first hole and the second hole, meaning I'll flip her. If she doesn't win and run second, I'm still going to hit my bet if the other horses come in, and I'm going to play number 1 Pika Slew with the 3, the 4, and the 7. This is a nice race. We're down to 9. Fanny Freud's out of the race, and that goes the race before today's Whitney handicap, and I'm talking race number 9, the Test Stakes.
Before we move on, let me put you on the spot, which I love to do. The number 10 title pool. I know you like this filly. What is it about her that you don't think she can? I'm 15-1 for a filly like this, who seems like maybe getting back to 7 furlongs is gonna help her out now.
You know, she comes out of a trouble trip in the Acorn. I like her on the lead going 2 turns. You look at the best 2 races of her life, and it was the Fantasy Stakes and the Kentucky Oaks, and she got the lead in both races against Blind Luck. Obviously, we know how good Blind Luck is. I just don't know if 7/8 is the right trip for her. I'd rather see her utilize her speed, and I think against a bunch of sprinters, she's not going to get to do that, and she's going to get caught wide and lose a lot significant ground.
Enough said. I believe you.
I'm glad you believe me. And by the way, I want to ask you something, Donald. Have you ever heard of a guy named Tim Snyder?
Is this the Lisa's Booby Trap horse, right?
Lisa's Booby Trap. For those who don't know about
great
this.
Great story.
This is a great story. Tim Snyder, he's the trainer owner of Lisa's Booby Trap. This guy was born on the racetrack, literally. And I don't want to get in. You can go and just Google his name and find some great articles. The Times Union wrote a great article back east. A guy named Tom Kesser yesterday wrote this great article, and this was before the horse won by 6 yesterday at Saratoga. And this is a guy who's a lifetime racetracker, born on the racetrack, has galloped horses, has trained a bunch of horses, and he used to train them with his lovely wife, Lisa. He lost Lisa a few years ago, but he went and he walked away from horse racing for a couple years. He's got a guy who's always sold him cheap horses out of Ocala, Florida. Guy sold him a horse, needed $4,500. He says, I got $2,000. The guy gave him an IOU and got the horse for the $4,500, only gave him $2,000. His word was good. He's taken this horse, and I believe what he's won 4 in a row, 3 at Finger Lakes, showed up at Saratoga, 1 by 6. I just love stories like this. He's been offered $500,000 before yesterday's race for the horse, and because it's named after his wife, Lisa, and he's somehow this horse has taken on the personality of Lisa, and I'm not going to get into the fact that the Booby Trap is some gentleman's club back east that the guy frequents. He named the horse after his lovely wife, and what a story. 12-1 morning line yesterday with Kent DeSormo, bet down to 3-2, and the horse is definitely a horse to watch.
It was a true heartfelt win, and TVG did a fantastic job of actually showing the story, explaining the story about this horse and what it means to this gentleman. So it's the core of horse racing is these great stories, the relationships between an owner and his horse or her horse. But right now we need to get to a break. We're going to come back with a pick 4 analysis and hopefully maybe hit the West Virginia Derby. Concord Poit is running in that one, so we will be right back.
How would you like an extra $100 to wager on the races this summer? Just open a brand new DelmarBets.com account and wager $100. The very next day, we'll deposit $100 to your account. That's it. Easy as a cool coastal breeze. DelmarBets.com, powered by ExpressBet, is the best way to play the races online and by phone. Play hundreds of harness and thoroughbred tracks all year long from the comfort of your home, office, or wherever you happen to be. And unlike other legal wagering services, DelmarBets.com charges no membership, monthly, or per wager fees. Open a DelmarBets.com account today, online or by phone, at 800-235-9470 and get your $100 wagering credit. Visit DelmarBets.com for complete details and use promo code DMVRadio. Account wagering is not permitted in all states. National Problem Gambling Support Line, 1-800-522-4700.
Face the Race with Toby Terrell and Larry Zapp, around the turn on XX1090.
You know, Toby is with us, but he is clocking tomorrow's winners today, and he will join us the second half when we go over this pick four, Donald. But you mentioned it at the end of the last segment, and we're talking West Virginia Derby. We've got Bob Baffert and Martin Garcia on Concord Point. He's 8-5 off of his huge win in the Iowa Derby. And if you people are wondering where Joel Rosario, our meet's leading rider, and boy, did Bejarano try to start catching him with four wins last night. But Skip Schott, the winner of the Swapstakes at Hollywood Park with Jerry Hollendorfer, shows up to try to take on Concord Point and some pretty nice horses. Exe has been a Polytrack specialist for Todd Pletcher with four wins in a row and is going to go back to the dirt and try it one more time. And Nacho Friend, who was second to Trap Shot, who was second to Look at That Lucky in the Long Branch. This is a pretty nice race, Donald.
No, absolutely. We need to go straight up to Toby, though, because Concord Point and Skip Shot have both trained over the Del Mar Polytrack. Toby, do you have a good feel for how these two horses, Concord Point and Skip Shot, are coming into this West Virginia Derby?
Yeah, actually I do. I think they're both coming into the race well, which means, you go to your racing form, and if you think they're good enough to win, the way they're training and feeling and the way they're galloping out here, they're both healthy, they're both looking really good energy-wise, and they should both run their races.
Hey, Toby, tomorrow at Del Mar is the Best Pal Stakes. It's going to be a field of six. The three-horse Wickedly Perfect was entered, and we now know why they dared enter her against the boys. This is a filly I go back to April with. I was the underbidder to Dennis O'Neill, and I want to congratulate Dennis O'Neill for outbidding me and Pete Erden on this horse. He got her for $70,000, and she was very impressive winning the Sorrento last night. The horse I want to ask you about, and you can go over what you think of tomorrow's Best Pal, Sway Away was another horse I was very interested in at the Barrett's two-year-old sale. He is a sway-back horse, but slightly, as Jeff Bondi, his trainer, calls him, it's kind of like where your back's a little too long and there's a little dip in the back, but this horse moves beautifully and was very impressive winning on the dirt at Pleasanton. Have you seen him train, and how's he going to fare against horses like Western Mood and JP's Gusto?
Well, that's going to be the question. It's kind of like talking about Concord's Point and Skip Shot. I mean, the horse is feeling well, training well, and certainly loves the Polytrack. Just couldn't be finishing any better in the workouts. In fact, his big long workout, which is the key workout, he went the last eighth in 11 2/5 with Bejarano in the saddle. So not a question of how well he's training, just a question of whether he's got the class to beat a couple of classy two-year-olds we've already seen here.
Well, he's by a Fleet Alex, and I don't expect big things from this guy. JP's Gusto's done nothing wrong in his last two races, and Western Mood, they were a neck apart in the Hollywood Juvenile Championship. Just quickly, who do you think's training better of those two coming out of that Hollywood Juvenile Championship?
Well, I gotta give the lean to Hollendorfer's horse right now, Western Mood. The horse is just an amazing athlete, just pure efficiency in everything he does. And when you move like that, you're just going to thrive on your training and you're going to get stronger and stronger. So if I had to lean at this point, I'd have to lean towards Mr. Hollendorfer.
Very good.
Well, that is for Sunday, and it seems a long way away because we have the big Zenyatta coming up today. So let's get into this pick four and try and make some people some money today, because it's a very challenging pick four, even though it's likely a pick three with Zenyatta. So you could probably go a little deeper elsewhere and try and get a price. And this seventh race is perfect for us clockers because it's a string of first-time starters. And Toby, start us off. Where are you looking in this race?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is look to the rail horse, Code Buster, for Brian Corner. I believe that this horse is 8-1 on the morning line, and that has to get the blood stirring a little bit when I know this horse has the talent to win the race, and he's 8-1, and Victor's riding strong, man. I watched him yesterday here at Del Mar literally carry John Sadler's maiden to the wire and just get him up. He's riding strong, and Victor, he's tough. I mean, he won't be afraid of the rail with this young horse, and I think Code Buster is a must-use at a big price. There's two other horses I think we need to include, and those two are Doughboy, who will probably be the deserving favorite off of his last race, and the five horse, a first-time starter from the red-hot Carla Gaines barn. His name is Run Flat Out, and he does have some talent. He can run some.
Yeah, Toby, I was so glad you mentioned that horse is training well. I had four colts out of that Barrett's March sale, including Sway Away, that made my final list. I put out a VI, a visual index number, and he got a pretty high number, this Run Flat Out. I think he wants to go longer, but has he trained, I don't know, has he trained to show his speed today, or do you think at 5.5 he might need one?
Well, I think that I have to relegate him to my third most preferred of the three horses because of what you just said. Now, he is spotting these other two horses valuable experience. You know, a first-time starter to win without racing experience, that horse has to be, like, even more talented almost than their competitors, because these experienced horses have that big experience edge. And Run Flat Out is he still gets a little aggressive in the morning. He doesn't quite know how to harness the run he's got in him. So he can't make those kind of mistakes when that bell rings from the starting gate today. So, again, I'm going to use him, but I think the experience, Doughboy, of course, chased the very high, and as did Code Buster. They both chased the very highly regarded Baffert runner named Smash that had a lot of hype going into that race at Hollywood Park. Now, Doughboy beat Code Buster pretty good, but Doughboy had more experience. That was Code Buster's first race, and that falls right into line, I think, with why Code Buster can win.
Toby, I have one more question. Silver Train Colt, the two-horse Hollywood Heist, actually showed a little ability breezing at Barrett's. Can you make any case for this horse today?
Well, I don't think he's got the talent of the horses we've already talked about. He's a little horse. He's a little short striding colt. He's got a little bit of speed, and those will be good assets to have, but I just don't think in this race.
Okay, we'll look for him down the road. So right now, I mean, Don, unless you want to add anything, we've got the 1-4-5 in the first leg of today's pick four.
Yeah, I have to add Mackenzie's Way, the Bobby Troger-trained colt. He did not get a very good trip. He's coming out of that same race as Doughboy and Code Buster. He was finishing full of run, but he was kind of stuck behind horses, so he was basically wrapped up on. And the one thing to note on this colt is he gets washy in his works. So take a good look at him in the paddock post-parade, because if he shows up dry and he's got his mind on business, he has another few lengths to improve, and he's going to offer a price. And, Toby, to go back what you talked about P-Val, it's never a bad thing to have P-Val on a 2-year-old, because he's going to get the horse in the race.
Without any question at all. In fact, he'll do it just like he did on Thursday, to the delight of everybody involved with the winner's card and the SoCal Works, because P-Val was on a horse named Gibson Home Run for Peter Miller in the last race, a 2-year-old race here a couple of days ago.
Yeah, that was the P-Val of old, wasn't it, Toby?
That's the vintage P-Val of old. Boom. Just incredible the way he gets the horses out of the gate, and then race over, you go cash your tickets.
He might be the most naturally gifted jockey anybody's ever seen on top of a horse. He's had his personal problems, but you know what? I'm with you, Toby. We all deserve fifth and sixth chances, because I've need a couple of those myself.
Well,
but
I hate to, you know, we won't do this too often on the show, because we are basically trying to just bring to light why you need to get into horse racing. There's no other game like it in the world. My grandfather, I'm blessed enough to know that from an early age. But one final shot for the scribe in the Midwest. You know, the last time he took a stand like this, and this gives P-Val a great shot to go to the top of the standings, the last time he took a shot at a champion athlete was, he said that Brett Favre should not return to the football field, and we all know what happened there.
Yeah, we were all plunked on that one. So let's go to race number 8, And race number 8 is one of those wide open races you're talking about, Donald. Before we jump into it, I just want to say well wishes to Joe Talamo, who broke his wrist the other day. He's the second top name jockey to go down, unfortunately, at this meet. I'm talking Tyler Bayes and Joe Talamo, two of my favorite hard-working, hard-trying young riders. And I hope both of them make it back in plenty of time for the Oak Tree meet. Race number 8, Donald, why don't you start us off in leg B of today's late pick 4?
Yeah, the horse I'm looking at is from the Mike Mitchell barn, In the Paint. Now, looking at this horse on paper, it does not fit what I've seen from this guy physically in the mornings before he left from Hollywood Park to come down to Del Mar. His last drill on July 10th was in company with a horse called Dynamic Range, who's he's running some stakes races, nice marathon-type horse. And he basically toyed with Dynamic Range and then galloped out far clear. And he's a physical specimen, really good-looking horse. And I don't think this race comes up all that tough. I think there's a lot of question marks. So I wouldn't even be concerned about singling. I guess call me honcho just because he comes from the Doug O'Neill barn and he's absolutely in fuego. I don't know if you can leave a horse like that out.
Yeah, what if he ever runs a straight line? Because he's pretty fast sideways, call me honcho. Tough post, but he was impressive. Very, very impressive. It looks like to me Distorted Huma off his maiden win might be a horse I'm going to have to throw in with these horses. And, Toby, anything else to add in race number 8?
Well, looks like one of these races where we're rambling on and the more we talk, the more we're going to spread the race. So let's just say it's beginning to look more like a spread race, at least if you want to use the consensus of opinion here, because I would probably throw in the Baffert Horse Premier Crew.
Totally agree.
I'd also, you can't leave out AC Avila. AC Avila, Omar Berrio. When you get to these exotic conversations, you really want to give a double look to them. So looks like we're using a few horses.
Yeah, we're going to be using the 1, 3, 5, 8, and 10. And one thing I want to say about the 5-horse Premier Crew, he's in a Fleet Alex who, honestly, you watched his race in that 5-horse field back on July 21st. It looked more like a public workout than it looked like he was set into motion in that race. Martin Pedroza, a little more aggressive rider who actually broke his maiden, gets back on him. And I really expect to see this guy put into the race. And I think he's your huge X factor in this particular race. Donald, are we going too deep in here, or is it that kind of race?
Well, in my pick 4, I am going to be selfish, and I'm just going to single the Mitchell and hope I'm right. But I can understand if you're not high on the Mitchell like I am, you have to go deep, because I don't think you can make an argument that sets the other horses apart. So,
well, that horse has a precious Polytrack experience besides working. And Toby, I know Mitchell works at the Don, so you probably haven't seen too much of this guy in the morning, have you?
You know what, Donald's word is, he's the only other guy I'll listen to in the morning is Donald Harris, because when he tells me the horse is doing good at Hollywood Park, that's good enough for me. And besides, maybe this will be a good signal. My buddy Mike Mitchell came up to see me last night, so we'll see what happens.
Yes, definitely see what happens. I think we're going to take one more break, and then we've got a lot to talk about last quarter of Case the Race Radio.
How would you like an extra $100 to wager on the races this summer? Just open a brand new DelmarBets.com account and wager $100. The very next day, we'll deposit $100 to your account. That's it. Easy as a cool coastal breeze. DelmarBets.com, powered by ExpressBet, is the best way to play the races online and by phone. Play hundreds of harness and thoroughbred tracks all year long from the comfort of your home, office, or wherever you happen to be. And unlike other legal wagering services, DelmarBets.com charges no membership, monthly, or per wager fees. Open a DelmarBets.com account today, online or by phone, at 800-235-9470 and get your $100 wagering credit. Visit DelmarBets.com for complete details and use promo code DMVRadio. Account wagering is not permitted in all states. National Problem Gambling Support Line, 1-800-522-4700.
Back to Case the Race with Toby Terrell and Larry Zapp on Double X 1090.
Come on, let me hear this riff.
Larry needs to get into his modern music. It's taken a long time. He's showing his age. Welcome back. This is Case the Race Radio. You can catch us live on the website at www.casetherace.com. My name is Donald Harris, a.k.a. The Punk, if you ask Larry. And let's skip the Zenyatta race for right now and get right into the finale.
a nice finale at that. This is this last race is one what makes Del Mar great. Turf racing, a mile on the grass, full field of maidens. And, you know, this isn't just a typical full field of maiden three-year-old fillies. And I believe, is it up? Is this three and up, Donald? You know, you're the younger eyes. No, it's three and upward. These are nice horses. A lot of them have decent races to go back to. It looks very competitive on paper. You know, what do we do in this race?
These are great gambling races just because you can throw all sorts of different angles in, including pedigree if you're a big pedigree fan. But first, let's go to the clocking because we're biased and we're clockers. So, Toby, from a clocking standpoint, is there a horse that has stood above the rest in this field for you?
Yeah, in fact, I try to let everybody know that, you know, you don't want to rely on just one variable in the game. But when you get a few key handicapping variables to all line up together, that's usually when you have your best bet. And I think we have that in this last race here tonight with the young Gary Mandela trained not here. This is a filly that no matter how you slice it, she comes up a winner on every angle that matters most to me. Class, training, and got the class of the jockey here as well, veteran rider David Flores in the saddle. Now, just look at the two races she comes out of at Hollywood Park. The winner of her sprint race, Rapport, was just a lightning-fast Bob Baffert trained horse. The fact that she ran second as a turf router in that debut showed she had kind of extra talent to work with. Then she comes back and runs a fast-charging second. The horse that ran third in the race, Laura Beasley, is a Matt Chu-trained filly that already came back and broke her maiden. What I'm most excited about is the way Not Here looks down here at Del Mar. She is training through the bridle. She's doing everything and more she's been asked to do, so I do have a lot of confidence here in number 9, Not Here, to win this race.
Toby, the rail horse is out of a mare named Love at Noon, one of those clever Mike Pegram-named horses. On the Derby that Monarcos won at Churchill Downs, Love at Noon broke a track record. That was sprinting in its first race. I'll never forget that day. That was the day Point Given was a no-show. She was quality. Distorted Humor throws any type of horse, two-turn horse, sprinters, you name it. Nice pedigree, kind of nice races. Do you see this filly stretching her speed out and being able to go two turns on the grass?
Well, she might. She might. But I think, you know, when you said that Love at Noon won sprinting, I think you kind of put me into why I relegated her down to a minor placing. This is a route race, and on top of it, guys, take a look at the jockey situation. You know David Flores had his choice in here of who to ride, and he is jumping off of Live and Love to ride the aforementioned number 9, Not Here.
No doubt, but Bejarano gets on. The agent's pretty sharp. And I want to ask you, Donald, Tiz Now out of a Chris S. Mare. You know me and Tiz Now, a Hollywood Park trained horse. Do you have any opinion on number 4, Tiz Always Something?
I like her. I think she has talent. But what's taken me a long time to figure out is when these talented horses are actually ready to do it first time out, and it's a tough puzzle. I'm going to say no. The last drill, though good on the clock, her last furlong was not her best furlong. She worked in company with a horse called True Was Grace, and I'm not sure if she's going to have the finish today, so I'm gonna look elsewhere. But it is a filly I think has talent, and do not toss her. Keep her in your mind when she comes back. Because I think she will improve with racing.
Any other horses we should be using here, Donald?
I was just going to ask Toby, this kicking off horse, who I lost a lot of money on last time. I was convinced she was going to run a much better race from the James Lloyd barn. I pegged this horse as two-turn type stride, and I really want to give her a shot today. Toby, I know you weren't enthused with some of her polytrack stuff, but can a horse with talent be working over a track it doesn't like and then get on the surface that it was bred for and somehow straighten out? Do you think that's possible, or am I really reaching here?
No, I mean, it's possible. That can be definitely true. However, in the case of this filly, you know, what I'm looking for in the morning as much as anything are horses that their mind isn't quite there, you know, to not make mistakes. You know, horses have to know what they're doing. They have to be focused out there. They can't make mistakes. You know, there's such a thing as switching their leads, that if they don't switch their leads and get onto the right lead, that's a mistake. And that's the mistake that this filly made in her workout two back. So I don't think you can make mistakes and win this race.
Very good.
I was just going to say that's exactly what happened in her second start, where she relaxed beautifully in her first start when she broke slow. And then for whatever reason, because the pace was a little slower, she did not want to listen to the rider's hands, and she was fighting. And, of course, at two turns, if you're fighting, then it's done.
Hey, guys, AC Avila takes over for number three, Go Forth North. Trainer change from Patty Gallagher, 34-4 blowout, a 12-4 work over the Poly, and a 59-2. Decent races. Second choice on the morning line. Toby, any thoughts?
Yeah, my thoughts are is that I couldn't be as quick to maybe discard this one because of the fact that, like you said, it's hard to do to discard AC Avila when he's got a live horse, and this horse on form does look live. I mean, it's got some pretty nice turf races already, so couldn't be so quick maybe to discard the number three horse, Go Forth North.
Yeah, the only other horse I want to mention is Dick Mandela, Gary's dad's horse, Lily's Perfect. You got a pedigree that screams grass long, and that's what they did first time out. Kind of looked like a workout, very wide into the turn. Can you make a case off of what this horse has looked at as a horse that might, if you're playing vertical, and we talked about vertical, trying to hit tries and supers, can you make a case for number two, Lily's Perfect?
Actually, I could, based on the logic you just used, pretty much all the way around. So on that note, before I lose my segue, there's only one horse running today that has made no mistakes. Make no mistake about it. She is undefeated. And actually, giving credit to Dan Smith, before these races got underway here at Del Mar, he handed me an article that was just could not have been more eloquently written. And the description is, from a physical standpoint, I call Zenyatta Shamu. Actually, she's tall, imposing, 17.2 hands tall. She's got a sublime shoulder and the deepest of heart girths. Zenyatta tapers at the waist to look of a jaguar, stands over more ground than most colts, and has the bone to support it all. Could not have been said any better.
Agree with you, but if we need the shorter Reader's Digest version, John Ballone, the head clocker at the track, I like what he said, and what he said was an SUV that drives like a Ferrari, and we're talking about the great Zenyatta. She will be here today, ladies and gentlemen. You need to get in your car now. I don't care where you're at. You can be in Bakersfield. You can be up on the campus of UCLA. You can be in Santa Barbara. You have time to make and witness greatness. And how often in our lives, Donald Harris, do we get to witness greatness?
Yeah, I was just going to throw a question right back at you and Toby. Who is the last horse that you remember that brings this much excitement to the racetrack, not from just gamblers, you know, not worrying about gambling, but from the fringe fan who never follows the game but actually knows this mare?
I'll tell you what. I mean, just everything about her. I've gone back to the barn, as you have this week. I've been there a couple of days, and just watching the adulation, just watching her fan base grow by the second. And it's really growing, and to come back at six, I've already thanked the Mosses and thanked Team Zenyatta. But what this mare is capable of, it doesn't matter the pace scenario. It doesn't matter the competition. Let's face it, Donald, this is not the best competition Zenyatta's ever going to face. But, you know, Dottie Sheriffs, John's wife and racing manager for the Mosses, she told me earlier this year at one of my local haunts down up at Arcadia, we brought Zenyatta back for two reasons. One, because the people were asking for her back, and two, because we just love having her around so much. They brought her back. They said they were going to go to Oaklawn. They went to Oaklawn. Jess Jackson, I'm going to say it, he was afraid, and so was Steve Asmussen. Maybe they'll meet Zenyatta and Rachel
Easy
down
tiger.
The road. But they were afraid. Bottom line is they brought her back to run in the Apple Blossom. They did it. Whatever they do is gravy, but they are planning possibly on going to Belmont next month, and they're definitely planning on the Breeders' Cup Classic. But for today, is there anybody in this race that you can even make a case for? Somebody's got to run second.
Well, no, it's a horse race, so anything's possible. Toby, comment on this horse that we don't know much about, this mare Rinterval, because I know you've seen her gallop.
Yeah, I've seen her gallop, and there's a big story behind the scenes on this mare. Her owner is beyond vocal of his opinion of a lot of things going on, namely with the racetrack surfaces. And I'll tell you what, he knows what he's doing here, bringing this mare in today. She's got things in her favor as far as the race shape goes, but I'm going to take this opportunity to say this. First off, to your first question, as far as a horse maybe stirring this kind of emotion and excitement here at Del Mar, everybody talks about Cigar immediately when we talk about what historical thing might or might not take place here today on the racetrack. Of course, Cigar came here, police escort to get to the track, and it all started and went from there. And after Cigar's streak was broken, it was just dead silence here at Del Mar. But with all that said, you know, the last part of that little paragraph that I read talked about the bone to support it all. And Larry, you actually hit it on the head when you gave your first description of what John Sheriff said about this mare before she ever ran. If I can ever get her to the races, I'm going to take this time to make this loud and clear to everybody out there who loves Southern California racing and thoroughbred racing as a whole and wants to see us move on into greatness into the future. Zenyatta has made it this far on these racetracks to the against the odds of everything. And I will tell you firsthand that the way she is able to train on the kindness and the softness of these tracks like we have at Del Mar, this is a safe racetrack we have here at Del Mar, and that's what we need to move us into the future. Zenyatta will run, hopefully, a winning race on this surface here because this is the surface, the same synthetic surface that, in my opinion, has launched Looking at Lucky to where he is, to come into his own and maybe be a champion. He might be a champion this year for all we know.
That's the double T. Toby Terrell talking about the great mare Zenyatta. We're just about out of here, but I'll tell you what, show up today if you can, because you'll see something. And just physically, the way she schooled in the paddock the other day, the way she's looked down here, this is a new and improved version, if that's even possible, ladies and gentlemen, and all children out there. Come and see. Say 20 years from now you saw Zenyatta. I'm able to say that about Secretariat. I want the kids of today to say that about Zenyatta. Donald, it's best bet time. Do you have one?
Yeah, it's time to launch our bankrolls, hopefully. I'm going to go to the eighth race, and the horse I'm going to be singling in the eighth race is number three in the paint. I'm hoping he runs to what he has looked like physically in the mornings at Hollywood Park.
Okay, Toby, best bet time.
Yeah, best bet is all the parents out there with kids that want all their kids to be a winner, come out to Del Mar and go right to Camp Del Mar right when you walk inside the grandstand and Mission Gate. Your kids will have the day of their lives. They'll love it. And that's my best bet. Camp Del Mar is my best bet of the day. For the rest of the story, we'll have to go to casetherace.com.
Okay, and my best bet's going to come from my buddy Pete Erden, third race. He's running a big number. Number five, Gold Star Status, 15-1 with his boy Alonzo Quinones. I think this horse is finally getting his legs back after a major injury, and hopefully today will be his day. I want to thank just the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club for allowing us to do our show on location. I want everybody to go to casetherace.com, buy SoCal Works, buy National Select. I want to thank John, our producer. And I just want to thank horse racing for allowing us to enjoy ourselves like we do. Go Zenyatta, show up. Let's see number 18. Can't wait. We'll see you next time.